Epa! Welcome, everybody, to the Frank Fontana Show here on WGN. We're doing our show today live from Italy. I wish. That would be awesome. No, but we are talking all things Italian today, in specific, one of the most famous Italians to open up immigration to America. And we're going to get a deep history lesson today, folks, from one of the guys, one of the most famous Italians in Chicago, in my opinion. One of the best guys, salt of the earth, Dominic DeFrisco is joining us. He's the president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans. But I know, say it, Dom.
President Emeritus.
And what does that mean, as you described to me in the green room?
Well, in the final analysis, it means you're the oldest guy in the room. I was a waiter at the Last Supper. So I was president, and as an honorary title, they made me President Emeritus. Our present president is a woman, Enza Ranieri. We're very proud of her.
Very good. And also joining us is Sergio Giangrande, chairman of the 2017 Columbus Day celebration. Sergio, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Dom, let's start here. You know, I don't know why, but people like to pick on Christopher Columbus. Was it yesterday or a couple of days ago? Somebody on Taylor Street tried to deface the statue there. Luckily, they caught who it was. You know, we're getting heat from, you know, the Balboa issue, you know, with people wanting that statue down. What's going on?
What's going on is there's an infection of revisionist history. Sadly, that as we face Columbus Day tomorrow, and we face it with pride, we face it with a tinge of sadness in that you mentioned the defacing of a statue. He didn't try. He succeeded, by the way, in painting Christopher's face red. Now, historians all through the centuries have honored Christopher Columbus as a legitimate explorer who set out to find India, let's say. That was his initial intention. He ran into the wrong place as far as his hope to see India, but he landed in the New World, and he made four consecutive voyages to the New World, documented them. So he was ultimately acknowledged forever as the finder, not the discoverer, but he encountered the New World and opened a new path of immigration, of trade, of commerce, which made his voyages the most significant voyage in the history of all exploration, period. Over the decades, the children who went to school heard about Columbus. In the last 20 or 30 years, again, revisionist, and I say sometimes charlatan historians, have attempted to discredit Columbus, very simply. They say he killed Indians. They said, first of all, they started saying he wasn't even Italian. You
know, yeah, I heard that before.
Thousands
of Spanish, right?
He got the money from the Queen of Spain, because Italy wasn't a country then. So he went to Queen Isabella and got the money. But fact is, he's on record. Birth certificate is in Genoa, Italy. He's Italian. Over the years, people said he was Chinese. Every other nationality claimed him. Why? Because he was a hero. So anyway, to make it brief, Columbus's image has been tarnished to the point where even schools today, young teachers are victims of these revisionist historians who claim that Columbus was a villain. Columbus, who killed the American Indians? Not Columbus. The U.S. Army killed a lot of them. Custer's Stand, the pioneers who rolled across America in their covered wagons, they killed a lot of Indians.
Right.
The Indians suffered physical and moral defeat at the hand, not defeat, but decimation at the hands of everybody in the world who came here, the explorers who came after Columbus, but not Christopher Columbus. So what we're trying to do is not so much restore. And Christopher Columbus is an image for the Italian-American community in Chicago of our heritage. We cherish our heritage. He was a great Italian. And tomorrow we march on State Street with Sergio Giangrande, our chairman, and we express our pride. And we are going to have a wonderful day tomorrow weather-wise. And we're going to place a wreath at the statue of Christopher Columbus. Now the paint has been taken off his beautiful face.
Good.
And Sergio's going to lead a great parade.
Sergio, tell us about it. What's the plan for the celebration and everything that's going to happen tomorrow?
So Mass starts at Our Lady Pompeii at 9 a.m. And then it continues over to a wreath laying at Arrigo Park, followed by the parade, which starts at 1 o'clock. The parade will be stream live, and then
where will be stream live
on ABC, and then it'll also be live on their 7.2 station.
Oh, nice!
And then it will be aired on ABC as well on Sunday at 2 p.m.
Excellent. So we'll be able to watch. So what time does it actually start? Do you have any broadcast details?
Yeah. So as far as the actual parade, it starts at 1 p.m. And then it will be aired on Sunday at 2 p.m. So this year we did a little something unique that we're going commercial free.
Now that takes sponsor support, right?
It does.
Who's been some of your biggest supporters for this year's Columbus Day's Parade?
This year we've had quite a few sponsors that have come out. Tony's Fresh Market, Greco and Sons have been two of the biggest supporters that we've had. Cheese Merchants, Galbani Cheese, Palermo's Frozen Pizza.
Yeah.
Supreme is always involved in there. We've had a tremendous amount of support from them. The community's come out this year. We've actually, one of the first time in 30 years that we sold out of floats.
That's fantastic. That's How many floats are you expecting, or do you know?
So we have over 120-something units come through the parade this year. So
are you having performers and music and the whole nine?
Yeah, we have Sal Valentinetti from The Voice. Or I should say, not from The Voice.
America's Got Talent.
Sal,
he's great.
Somebody watches.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
Sal, The Voice, Valentinetti.
Is he the opera singer? Because I don't really watch.
No, he...
Frank
Sinatra.
Yeah, he just has kind of old school like
swagger.
He just owns it.
And he was 20 years old when he was on America's Got Talent. He's 22 years old now, and I mean,
so will
he's
he be? Will they be when the culmination of the parade ends? Yep. Is there a big party after that?
There is. So there's some entertainment throughout the parade. So this year we have some Venetian style stilts and jugglers, and
that's neat.
We have about 12 different. Performers on floats, and then after we do have a party at Casa Italia, which is we're expecting roughly about 700 people there this year. All the performers will go there, and there will be a party, a luncheon, and so forth.
Fantastic. Yeah. We're talking to Dominic DeFrisco and Sergio Giagrande, I'm sorry about that, chairman of 2017th Columbus Day Celebration. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk more to these gentlemen about the Italian-American community here in Chicago, how it's changed in the last century, you know, like what's going on now, you know, and why people want to take down the Balboa statue. That's going to be a big conversation there. And folks, feel free to chime in, 312-981-7200. We're also still, giving away our Lou Manna's gift certificate. We haven't picked a winner yet. We want to know what your favorite Italian dish is. If you have a family, favorite or a restaurant that makes the best meatballs out there, we want to hear about it. You can win yourself a gift certificate. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show here on WGN Radio 720. We're talking all things Italian in Chicago. The big Columbus Day Parade is happening down State Street. Beginning what time, Sergio?
The parade begins at 1 p.m. from State and Wacker to State and Van Buren.
Beautiful. And that's Sergio Giangrande. He's the chairman of the 2017 Columbus Day Celebration. We're also talking to a good friend and the most famous Italian in Chicago, Dominic DeFrisco, former president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans and the voice of the Italian American culture here in Chicago. Welcome, Dom.
Thank you.
And we left off before the news break. The current state of the Italian culture in Chicago. What's happening? Can we be better as a culture and do more in the community? Talk to me about it, Dom.
Well, there seems to be a thankful, welcome revival in the interest and the studying of Italian culture. There was a long lull, as a result of World War II, where Italy was initially not an ally of America. And our Italian forefathers were a little embarrassed about Italy's linking with Germany at the time. So consequently, the study and the advancement of our culture kind of took a hiatus, as we should say. That, thankfully, is being turned around. We have Italian cultural commissioner here in Chicago who's attached to the Italian consulate under the leadership of Consul General Giuseppe Finocchiaro. They sponsor classes not only in the language. We have an Enrico Fermi school that is teaching Italian to young children from kindergarten to eighth grade. So like our Greek brothers and sisters, the Italian community is becoming more and more aware of the necessity of teaching our children the Italian language. Italian culture, if one studies history objectively, without braggadocio, I can say very, very clearly, Frank, that Italian culture is as important and as contributory to the human state and all of humanity as any other nation in the world. Italy has enriched us with art, with culture, with science, with every kind of thing that moves men and women forward into a brighter world. So the Italian culture is coming up again. It's being studied by not only Italians, but every intelligent student. Schools across the city of Chicago are emphasizing it. So we're in not in the shape we should be in, but the Italian culture and history is now becoming a major part of education.
And one of your strongest points is, you know, for generations of families to continue to push learning the Italian language to their younger kids and younger generations, yeah. Correct?
You know what? I've always believed, and this is, we could be on this argument for a long time, America is not a melting pot. They've tried to sell that to us for a long time. We don't want, and no one wants an homogenized America. I believe America is a mosaic, a beautiful mosaic of different cultures, various religions. We have every religion, every culture. And this beautiful mosaic comes together to make the glorious picture that is America. So each ethnic group loves America, salutes America, is proud of being American, but at the same time, do not lose sight of their heritage and culture and where they came from. That's what America should be.
Agreed. And, you know, some people don't agree, though, Dom. You know, anti-fascist protesters want the Balboa Monument in Chicago removed. Let's talk about that.
So some of the things that people who do want that removed need to do a little bit more research on who Balboa really was. Balboa was a great aviator that had so many positive things that helped us with. For example, he came here with 24 flying boats. He was able to do the first transatlantic flight that landed at Navy Pier here in Chicago.
Wow.
After that, they had a parade for him on Michigan Avenue in his honor. Mary Kelly.
This is in the 30s?
Yes, this was in 1933. So Mary Kelly proclaimed him on July 15th, 1933, as Balboa Day. They renamed 7th Street to Balboa, which now sits. Also, Indian Chief Blackhorn honored him with a headdress and named him Chief Flying Eagle.
Interesting.
How about that?
But yet, you got articles printed in the Tribune not too long ago in August that there's groups out there that want to take it down. They wanted that statue down, and they say that you know, there's plenty of good reason why. Are any of these reasons, you know, and I'm kind of, you're just sifting through the article, mm-hmm. That saying that he's it's a racist statue. And that he's, you know, the slaughtering of indigenous people. Mm-hmm. What is there any truth to any of this?
So I'm going to let Dominic touch base more on that, but absolutely not. I mean, that monument was a gift to Chicago from Italy. Had nothing to do
from with, Benito Mussolini, correct?
No, it was actually, but it was from Italy to Chicago at the time of Mussolini. Had nothing to do with Mussolini itself. Now, which I'll turn over to Dominic, but when you look at Balboa was one of the ones that was against Mussolini back in the day. So if you do some research and you really get to learn who Balboa is,
yeah,
they'll kind of learn.
There's definitely a lot of misinformation out there, because, I mean, I'm quoting articles and you're saying that it's not necessarily the case.
Now, to follow up with what Sergio said, first of all, you have to look at the July 15th, 1933, 24 Italian seaplanes that had never been seen before. Italy was very advanced in aviation, landed on Lake Michigan. Like he said, Ed Kelly, the mayor, and every mayor since then has acknowledged the importance of Balboa Drive and of the Balboa Monument. It's not so much a statue of Balboa. It was a slab of Roman column from marble, probably found in Egypt, that states it's a gift from the Italian people. Mussolini's name is on it. So we even agreed, because of Mussolini's reputation now, to have the language change. And it looks like Chairman Burke and City Council may possibly go along with us on that.
They had a meeting in September. Did anything come out of that?
And Zeraneri had a meeting with Chairman Burke. What came out of it is that we're studying the matter. And at this juncture, we feel relatively confident that not so much the statue, the plaque will remain with language changes. Now, the big issue now is the changing of the name of Balboa Drive. That we are totally and inalterably opposed to. Italo Balbo, on the day that Mussolini declared anti-Semitic legislation, took 20 of his best Jewish friends to dinner in an open square in Rome. When Italy unfortunately joined forces with Germany and Hitler, Balbo opposed that alliance, so much so that Mussolini had him transferred to Libya, where he thought he'd be out of the way. And while he was flying a plane over Libya, he was shot down by so-called friendly fire. Most historians think that he was shot down by Mussolini's pilots. So the point that Sergio made, he was a fascist only in the fact that he wore the uniform. Mm-hmm. But the fascist Italian army was responsible all over Europe for saving hundreds of thousands of Jewish people who were destined for the gas chambers. Italy as a nation saved 85% of Italian Jews were saved by the Italian army, who were a fascist army. But there's a big, big discrepancy in the true meaning of the word fascist, but we'll go into it another time.
Yes.
Mussolini just said fasci is an Italian word that meant bundles of sticks tied together. He tried to copy our e pluribus unum, many people, one country. Anyway, today, if you call someone a fascist, it's horrible. If you call someone a communist, it's not as bad.
Right.
So history has changed a lot. Phony historians have changed a lot of things. But ultimately, we will not accept any change in Balbo Drive. And I think we've already won the victory with the wonderful plaque.
Yeah, and that's fantastic news. And, the political support this year for the parade is coming out. Even Donald Trump proclaims Columbus Day without Obama's qualms. As you know, Obama, had some issues with Columbus mm-hmm. Day. He supported it, but yet, there was some contrast, proclaiming some of the similar, mm-hmm. issues. But now Trump comes out clearly, and this was on Yahoo.com. Trump proclaims Columbus Day without Obama's qualms.
So is Governor Rauner in Illinois. He'll be at the parade. So will Chris Kennedy, one of the Democratic candidates for the gubernatorial race. He'll be at our mass tomorrow with Sergio and myself at Our Lady of Pompeii. So there are many. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, of course, rejected the so-called slap in the face at Columbus and at the Italian community in general. We must stop this ongoing deluge of anti-Italian sentiment and anti-cultural and anti-history. Phonies are taking over the history books. We've got to stop.
Well, we live in a world of fake news, too.
We don't. Yeah, everything is correct that is put on the internet.
You want to believe that, right?
Right.
But, this is the world we live in today. The good news is, the essence of our culture is all about passion, love, food. And that's one area that I want to really focus in on, guys. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. Here's where we're going to give away our Lou Malnati's gift certificate. We want to hear now. You can call in 312-981-7200, the seventh caller. To tell us what their favorite Italian dish is, will win a gift certificate for Lou Malnati. So don't go anywhere. Right back.
Tomorrow night, the season kicks in for real as the Blackhawks make their first road trip. Hawks, Maple Leafs in Toronto. The early pregame with Chris Bowden at 5:30, puck drop at 6 on 720.
Chicago!
WGN.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you'd better watch out because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-682-6944. 800-682-6944. 800-682-6944.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's finally fall in Chicago, and you know what that means. Shorter days, cooler nights, and the return of pumpkin chai at Argo Tea. This hometown favorite is sweet, spicy, and caffeine-free. And this year, there's a new pumpkin in town. Caribou Coffee's Pumpkin Latte, available now at all Argo Tea cafes. This fall, Argo Tea has your pumpkin fix, whether you're craving tea or coffee. Shop online or find a location near you at ArgoTea.com. Download the Argo Tea app and enjoy your first drink free.
Live powers don't look like much, but getting close to them can be dangerous. The only way to stay safe is to keep yourself and the tools you're using at least 10 feet away from all power lines. ComEd cares about your safety, so before you get close to any power lines, please visit ComEd.com/safety or call 1-800-EDISON-1. ComEd, powering lives.
When the moon hits your eye, yes. Like
one of my favorite songs. Dominic, who sings this one?
No one better than Dean Martin.
That's it, baby.
Everyone who tries it should be immediately banished from America.
Right, exactly.
Hey, I'm Irish, and this is one of my favorite songs.
Exactly. How could you hate this song? We're talking about our Italian culture here in Chicago. Thanks for joining us on the Frank Fontana Show. We're here till 3 o'clock. We're going to lighten things up a little bit. We want to hear from you guys what your favorite Italian dish is out there, but whether it's one of your own or one that you love at a restaurant. This would be the time to call in, 312-981-7200. The seventh caller will win a Lou Malinotti's gift certificate. Lou Malinotti's is home to one of Chicago's best deep dish pizzas. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalinotti's.com. The texts are flying in. If you missed that number, I'll say it slower, 312-981-7200. We are jammed up. Some people are texting in saying they love shrimp Dijon. Mm. You like that, Dom? What's your favorite dish, Dom?
You know, it's Sunday. Today is Sunday, so the old traditional Italian Sunday dinner that had pasta, meatballs, sausage.
My wife is cooking that right now as we speak.
Well, I know a lady named Sherry who might be related to you. Yeah. Probably the best Italian cook in the city of Chicago.
That's nice.
I heard Dominic's coming over for lunch, dinner.
He's invited. You're invited, too. Yeah.
Well, say hello to Sherry. Thanks. And tell your father I miss him. So
what about you, Jenna? What's your favorite dish you mentioned?
Carbonara.
Pasta carbonara.
Yep.
Sergio, how about yourself?
Mine's going to be a veal milanese.
A veal malignese.
Yeah.
The breadcrumb veal.
Oh, yes. Yeah. My two ultra thin, pounded
ultra thin. My mother makes the best.
Really? I was going to say, there's a couple places that I will mention. One of my favorites is Rosebud. Carmine's is one of my favorite. Then also Capri out in Burr Ridge.
I'll be at Carmine's today.
You're going there today?
Dinner at Carmine's.
Yeah,
one of my favorites. Thanks, Alex
Dana. Yes,
sir. I have to say, Capri's probably one of the biggest hidden gems.
And if you haven't been there, folks, to Capri and Burr Ridge, as for Gigi, tell him Frank from WGN sent you over there.
Sergio.
And Sergio. Yeah. It is one of the best Italian restaurants out in that suburb.
It is.
Hands down. And I would say, you know, a good one. One of the good ones.
Isn't that a wonderful Italian tradition? Tell him Frank sent you. That means that's an immediate pathway to the best table now.
Exactly. Let's hear from some of our listeners here. I got a jam-packed phone line. Hey, Pat, thanks for calling the show. What's your favorite Italian dish? Hey, Pat. She's here.
Hey, hi. I'm here. I was just listening.
All right,
my
Pat.
My favorite Italian dish is a homemade beef and spinach lasagna with delicious homemade ricotta cheese and plump tomatoes. It's been made by several relatives of mine, but I've had the similar delicious tasting lasagna at a place called Rinaldi's in Chicago. I'm not sure if they're still there, but I'm out in Joliet, Illinois, so I just thought I'd let you know what I think.
Delicious. We're all starving here in the studio.
I know. I'm like salivating
right
now.
Yeah, you should have some food there.
I know. We were working on it. We were going to have Alex Dana here from Rosebud, but he was so busy making pasta for all the runners for the Chicago Marathon that...
Well, that's good. They need it.
They got to carve up. Thanks for calling in, Pat. We appreciate it.
We like your show so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the support. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Take care. All right. Let's hear from some more people here. We got, Bonnie from Kenosha. Hey, Bonnie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So what's your favorite Italian dish?
Well, there's so many favorites, but one I really love to make, I grow my basil, and I make a chicken pesto salad. You can serve it hot. You can serve it cold. But I bring that to parties, and people go crazy.
I love that.
It's a great Italian community in Kenosha, especially Calabrese.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that sounds good, Bonnie. Thank you so much for the call. And then hang on. We'll see. Joe's working on the seventh caller here, so just hang tight. Let's talk to Dan in Lake Geneva. What's going on up in Lake Geneva, Dan?
Oh, fresh homegrown tomatoes on top of hot pasta.
Ooh.
With some Parmesan.
But like fresh shaved Parmesan, right off the block, right? Mm-hmm. Just nice little pieces.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you go, but nothing's better. Vegetarian.
That's
a
good one.
I'm not a vegetarian.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Bye.
You got it. All right, let's talk to some more folks here. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mike, what's your favorite Italian dish?
My favorite Italian dish sometimes is spaghetti carbonara. You got a soul.
Mike's line is breaking up there a little bit.
Add steak into it. You know, you fold the egg into the spaghetti. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that sounds good too, Mike. Thanks for calling.
And then you add Parmesan cheese on it.
Parmesan, not quite, Mike, but we appreciate the call. And you're right, Parmesan makes everything better.
Don't forget Romano cheese, too.
We do love Romano cheese, too. All right, thanks for calling, Mike. Let's talk to Karen from Kankakee. Karen from Kankakee, what say you? What's your favorite Italian dish?
Frutti di mare.
Frutti di mare. Oh, there's nothing like a good frutti di mare. Carmine's makes a good frutti di mare.
Fruits of the sea. Tell us exactly what kind of fish do you like in your frutti di mare?
Well, I my favorite parts of it are the shellfish, the clams, and everything like that. I like getting in there with my hands and picking the pieces up and eating them. And I haven't had a good one in a long time. So.
Do you make it yourself, Karen?
I do not. I let other people make it for me.
My mother makes a good frutti di mare. Well, Karen, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Let's talk to this would be our seventh caller, Joanne from Northwest Side. Hey, Joanne, how are you?
Very good. How about you?
Doing well. What is your favorite Italian dish?
A ravioli.
Mm. Ooh, a good old school ravioli.
Cheese or meat?
And we make our own from scratch.
Really? So, hey, Dominic asked a very important question, which is a good tell on your personality. Are you a meat or a cheese ravioli lady?
We are meat.
Good meat.
We are meat.
Do you do a bolognese over that?
No, we make our own. As they always tease me, we make our own gravy to put over that.
Gravy.
Mm. See, that's the other thing. So I'm from New York. In New York, we call it sauce. Like you put
everybody calls it sauce. Even here today, we had spaghetti, and they called it sauce.
It's always sauce.
It is sauce, you say gravy, right?
I think it's sauce.
Gravy is a very valid way. Italians, I've been saying gravy since I was a kid, so I agree with you.
See, but when I think gravy, I think Thanksgiving.
So do I.
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
I'm thinking of the brown stuff you put on turkey. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's an American stuff.
But in Italian, it's salsa, right?
Salsa, which is sauce.
La salsa.
Yeah, that's salsa.
But we make our own ravioli starting like right around the beginning of December, and we freeze them, and then we have them for the holidays.
Joanne, you have to try Rana Fresh Pasta, who's one of our corporate sponsors of the parade. Mm-hmm. They have amazing fresh raviolis.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to give it a try.
Lou Rago is putting that parade together. He eats that all the time.
Yes.
That's great. All right, Joanne, so you are our seventh caller. Joe is going to take your information, my producer, and you won yourself a Luminati's gift certificate. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you.
You got it. Thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate it. All right, and then we're just going to talk to Beverly because Joe says she has a good recipe or a good meal here. What's your favorite Italian food, Beverly?
No, it's my favorite Italian dish, and his name is Luca Zingaretti. He's the actor who plays Inspector Montalbano in the wonderful series on Rye.
So you'd like to gobble him up is what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey,
I don't know what's wrong with these Italian-American women.
Oh, right?
And you know that's all filmed in the beautiful island of Sicily. You realize that?
Yes, I do. I do. I've read all the books, and I follow the series. I love it.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for calling, Beverly. We appreciate that.
Sure.
That's fun.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Well, that's good stuff. Guys, thank you so much. We're going to wrap things up here. Give us a little more information again on where the parade starts, where can people find more information about it, and any other pertinent info.
So you can find more info on jccia.wordpress.com. You can find any information there. We have a lot of people that are putting the parade together with us. As Dominic mentioned, we have Lou Rago that sets it off. His son now is taking over Dominic DeFrisco's spot in the box there. Anthony Rago and
Who's broadcasting? Is that Anthony Rago's going to be doing the broadcast?
It'll be with Janet Davies and Alan Krucheski.
WLS.
Excellent.
So that'll be on there. And we start at, once again, State and Wacker and goes to State and Van Buren.
Now, if anybody out there listening, you know, wants to support the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, how could they get involved?
Like you, Frank?
Got to be. Yeah. I'm asking personally because I'd like to get involved. Yes.
Yeah. So we welcome any of the Italian Americans to the Joint Civic Committee. So get in touch with myself or Dominic DeFrisco and Enza Ranieri, who's our president. She's done unbelievable job this year, and she'll be the president next year as well. We've had a lot of young activity in the Joint Civic Committee. We have a renaissance happening, and you'll see at the parade how much participation we've had this year.
Excellent. Gentlemen,
they could call 708-450-9050, ask for Joanne Serpico, our executive director.
And we'll get Joe, our producer, will have that number in case anybody's interested in finding out more information. Gentlemen, thank you so much, Dom, Sergio. It's always a pleasure. Dom, we wish you the best, and you're always just a light here when you come in and a brilliant source of knowledge on the Italian.
Well, Frank, you yourself with your beautiful last name, great source of pride to all of us.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll do some news.